Blackstone Audio presents The Eustace Diamonds by Anthony Trollope. Chapter 1. Lizzie Greystock. It was admitted by all her friends, and also by her enemies, who were in truth the more numerous and active body of the two, that Lizzie Greystock had done very well with herself. We will tell the story of Lizzie Greystock from the beginning, but we will not dwell over it at great length, as we might do if we loved her. She was the only child of old Admiral Greystock, who in the latter years of his life was much perplexed by the possession of a daughter. The Admiral was a man who liked whist, wine, and wickedness in general, we may perhaps say, and whose ambition it was to live every day of his life up to the end of it. People say that he succeeded, and that the whist, wine, and wickedness were there, at the side even of his dying bed. He had no particular fortune, and yet his daughter, when she was little more than a child, went about everywhere with jewels on her fingers, and red gems hanging round her neck, and yellow gems pendant from her ears, and white gems shining in her black hair. She was hardly 19 when her father died, and she was taken home by that dreadful old termagant, her aunt, Lady Linlithgow. Lizzie would have sooner gone to any other friend or relative, had there been any other friend or relative to take her possessed of a house in town. Her uncle, Dean Greystock of Bobsborough, would have had her, and a more good-natured old soul than the Dean's wife did not exist, and there were three pleasant, good-tempered girls in the deanery who had made various little efforts at friendship with their cousin Lizzie. But Lizzie had higher ideas for herself than life in the deanery at Bobsborough. She hated Lady Linlithgow. During her father's lifetime, when she hoped to be able to settle herself before his death, she was not in the habit of concealing her hatred for Lady Linlithgow.